In Arizona, tons of pot, actually more than 60 tons last year, are being sold, but tons more Arizonans aren't legally signed up to use it. The State Department of Health Services reports the pounds upon pounds of medical marijuana are coming in faster than the rate as the number of people signed up for medical marijuana licenses, and those license holders are buying a lot more than expected. So what could this indicate for the state of the industry? Ryan Randazzo, reporter for the Arizona Republic, here to explain. Ryan, hi.
Morning.
So current medical marijuana users up 20%, but that's not enough to keep up with the tons of product coming in. Did suppliers overestimate what they thought was going to happen in Arizona? Are they ahead of the game a little bit?
Well, no, they're continuing to sell. It's just that they're selling more per customer. But that doesn't mean that the customers aren't growing, as you noted. The customer count's up to 186,000. That's up more than 20% year over year. But the tons of marijuana is up 40%. So that means, without anything else going on, that each individual is using more. But there's probably some other reasons why the tons of marijuana has grown so much.
What are some of those reasons?
Well, they're much more of the sales are going into edibles and concentrates and rather than just dried marijuana flower. And so it takes a lot more marijuana to make a concentrate for like a vape cartridge or a gummy bear. So that may be skewing the numbers a little bit and making it look like individuals are using more when really they're just using more of the product to make these concentrated forms.
Is any of this in anticipation of legalization of recreational marijuana being on the ballot in 2020?
Yeah, the folks that I talk to just believe that's a lock. And asking them really difficult questions like, well, what if it doesn't? And they just snicker at that. they've got massive greenhouses and warehouses where they're using maybe 10% to grow today to serve the medical market. But they believe wholeheartedly that in 2020, voters are going to approve recreational marijuana and they're going to expand these facilities, and we've got some of the biggest ones in the country here.
What does this say, Ryan, about sort of the street use or like whether people are not buying it through legally licensed facilities? Is this saying that's not happening as much?
Yeah, and you know, personally, I am blown away by the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the prices advertised, this stuff sells for between $2,000 and $5,000 a pound. So a conservative estimate is that $400 million worth of legal marijuana was sold last year. That's $400 million that didn't go into a black market, that went to investors who built storefronts and sold this legally rather than however that transpired before this was legal in the state.
I wonder, when you talk about the momentum and people snickering at your idea that maybe this wouldn't be approved, is this simply, at this point, a financial situation? Is this just about bringing in more money? Because there are still the people, I'm sure some people at the legislature, I'm sure there are going to be people against this saying, well, wait a second, especially if you have stuff coming across the border and the talk about the border wall and how's that going to affect things? Did these sort of come into play, or is this sort of, this is a solid financial transaction that other states are taking advantage of? Why shouldn't Arizona?
Well, I've asked that too. Like, you're investing a lot. What if you're wasting your money? What if you didn't need that massive greenhouse because it's not going to become recreational? And they assure me they're making enough money today in the medical medical marijuana industry here, that it wasn't a bad investment, that the people who have licenses and are allowed to sell and grow marijuana here are on firm financial footing today, but they just think that the public sentiment is so far in their favor, considering what's gone on around the country and how close they were the last time that was on the ballot, that they just don't seem to have much fear that the opponents of adult use, as they like to call it, rather than recreational, they don't think that the opponents will gain much traction.
Is the state happy about this? I wonder, I mean, like, this is a lot of money. Is this more money than we projected the state might take in terms of taxes on this?
Well, that's a great question, because all of this is subject to state and city sales taxes.
Right.
And clearly, they're taking in tens of millions of dollars from this. But the state is radio silent on marijuana. If I call the Department of Health Services and ask about flu shots, they'll put someone on the phone and give you a public statement. But if you call and ask about marijuana, they will not pick up the phone. They will send you an email with the stats and figures and details, but they just absolutely do not discuss this program, I think, out of politics, because they don't want to appear as though they're supporting this, because they know there are plenty of folks in the public who don't endorse medical marijuana, let alone adult use. But no doubt they're taking in a lot of money. They have almost $60 million from the fees that people pay every year for their cards, and they can only do so much with that, you know, regulate the industry with it.
Right. That's what I was going to ask. Where is that money going? Do we know?
that money is in an account, and it pays for about 30 people who go in and inspect the farms, and they accountants who look at the financial records of these things, but they're taking in way more money than they need to regulate the industry because there's way more people and way more product being sold than they anticipated when they wrote these statutes.
And I want to squeeze in one real quick one. How competitive is this industry in Arizona?
It's pretty darn competitive because you have a limited number of licenses. So there's about 130 licenses. Those people are allowed to sell and grow. And it's become very expensive and prohibitive, you know, to come in and run the management for one of those. That's a super competitive industry now where we have publicly traded companies in Canada, Los Angeles, Chicago, who are buying up the rights to run these things. And there's a ton of consolidation. So there's hundreds of millions of dollars on that end of the business as people are sort of lining up to take advantage of this market.
Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic on Twitter @UtilityReporter. Ryan, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.